I'd like to start with a guided meditation before we start our discussions. So close your eyes, place your hands in your lap, and spread thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for true happiness, which means you're wishing for happiness that comes from within. And because each of us has to develop our own resources from within to find that happiness, your true happiness doesn't conflict with anyone else's, which is why there are no boundaries for this happiness. So start first with a thought, may I find true happiness. And then start spreading that thought out to others. Start first with people who are close to your heart, your family, very close friends. May they find true happiness too. And then let that thought spread out in ever-widening circles, people you know well and like. People you like even though you don't know them so well. People you're more neutral about. And people you don't like. Remember, the world would be a much better place if everyone could find true happiness within. And there's no need to settle old scores first. Spread thoughts of goodwill to people you don't even know. And not just people, living beings of all kinds, east, west, north, south, above and below, out to infinity. May we all find true happiness in our hearts. Now bring your attention to the breath. Take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths and notice where you feel the breathing process. Because that's what we focus on, is the feeling of energy that allows the air to come in and out through the nose. And you find that the energy can be sensed anywhere in the body, but focus right now on where it's most obvious. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If not, you can change. You can make a shorter in-breath or a shorter out-breath or both. Make it even deeper or more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Trying to find a rhythm and texture of breathing that feels good for the body right now. You can either do that by experimenting with different types of breathing, or you can just pose that question in the mind each time you breathe in. What would feel good right now? And see how the body responds. If thoughts come wandering through the mind, you don't have to pay any attention, just let them wander on. If you find that you've wandered chasing them down or got sucked into them, just drop the thought and you'll be right back at the breath. Each time you come back, reward yourself with an especially nice breath to remind yourself that we are trying to find a sense of real well-being with the breath, because that's the only way you're going to stay engaged with the breathing. Is if it feels really good. And when you find that the breath is comfortable, if you keep your range of awareness small, you start to drift into kind of a drowsiness. So the next step is to expand your awareness so that it covers the whole body. And a good way to build up to that is to go through the body section by section to familiarize yourself with how the breathing energy feels in different parts of the body. Some parts will be more obvious than others. But it's good to make a survey. And also allows you to relax any patterns of tightness or tension that can keep the breath energy from flowing properly. So a good place to start is down around the navel. Locate that part of the body in your awareness and watch it for a while as you breathe in and breathe out, to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels good there. If you feel any tension or tightness in that area, allow it to relax, so that no new tension builds up as you breathe in, and you don't hold on to any tension as you breathe out. If you want, you can think of breath energy coming in and out of the body right there, so you don't have to pull it from anywhere else. That also helps to create a sense of ease around the breathing there. Now move your attention up to the solar plexus, the area right in front of the stomach, and follow the same steps there. In other words, one, locate that part of the body in your awareness. Two, watch it for a while as you breathe in and breathe out right there to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels good there. And then three, if there's any sense of tension or tightness there, allow it to relax and to stay relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now move your attention to the middle of the chest and follow the same steps there. And now come up to the base of the throat and follow the same steps there. Now bring your attention to the middle of the head. Try not to put too much pressure on the nerves of the head as you focus here, because it's a part of the body that tends to be overworked. And think of the breath energy coming in and out, not only through the nose, but also through the eyes and the ears, from the back of the head and the top of the head. Gently working through any patterns of tension you may have in your jaws and your forehead, around the eyes, the back of the neck, and allowing those patterns of tension to dissolve away. Now bring your attention to the back of the neck. And as you breathe in, think of breath energy coming in there from the back, going down through the shoulders and the arms out to the tips of the fingers. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. Even if at the beginning you don't feel any sense of energy flow there, just imagine that it can happen, that all the energy channels are open. And as you get more sensitive to these parts of the body, try to notice if you're holding more tension in one side than the other. So compare upper arms, elbows, lower arms, hands, shoulders. Whichever side seems to be holding more tension than the other, allow that side to relax and to stay relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now keeping your focus on the back of the neck this time as you breathe in, think of the energy entering there from the back and now going down both sides of the spine, down to the tailbone. And as you breathe out, think of radiating out from the entire back into the air. Now bring your focus down to your tailbone. And as you breathe in, think of the breath energy entering there and going down through the pelvis, the legs, out to the tips of the toes. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And again, as you get more sensitive to these parts of the body, try to notice if there's more tension on one side than the other. And if there is, allow that side to relax. And to stay relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now that completes one cycle through the body. If you want, you can return your focus to the navel and go through the body again. To pick up any patterns of tension you may have missed the first time around. Keep that up until you're ready to settle down. Then choose any one spot in the body where it seemed easiest to stay focused, where the breath energy was clearest, most comfortable. Allow your attention to settle there and then to spread from that spot to fill the whole body. Like the light of a candle in an otherwise dark room. The candle flame is in one spot, but its light fills the entire room. Try to develop that same sense of centered but broad awareness. Allow the breath to find whatever rhythm feels good on its own. All you have to do is maintain this sense of being in one spot and your awareness filling the whole body at the same time. Your awareness will have a tendency to shrink, so keep reminding yourself each time you breathe in, whole body. Each time you breathe out, whole body. That's one way of developing mindfulness. At the same time, you're developing a type of awareness which is healing for the body, healing for the mind. And because it's all around and still, provides a good basis for insight to arise. And before you leave meditation, think thoughts of goodwill once more. Think of whatever sense of peace or well-being you felt for the past session, and dedicate it to others. Either specific people you know are suffering right now, or to all living beings in all directions. What the Thais call our companions in birth, aging, illness, and death. May we all find peace and well-being in our hearts. And before you open your eyes, remind yourself that even though you will be suddenly flooded with the visual input coming in through the eyes, you can still maintain a sense of the sensitivity to the breath energy in the body. See if you can maintain that sensitivity as long as you can. As you listen to the talk, as we do the readings, discuss, ask questions, see how long you can maintain this sense of being at ease with the energy flow in the body. Let that be the container for your other experiences. And with that thought, you can open your eyes.